crocodile's wife, because that means his heart must be so sweet. And if I eat his heart, I remain young and beautiful forever. You must steal the monkey's heart and give it to me. Crocodile. But he's my good friend. He's my only friend. It would be unfair for me to steal his heart. Crocodile's wife gets angry. If you love me, you would do it. Crocodile. Do not get angry, my dear. I will do as you wish. The next day, Grandpa 2. The next day, the crocodile swam to the riverbank and reached the tree where monkey lived. Monkey. Crocodile, you are late today. I thought you weren't coming. Crocodile. My wife has made a meal for you. She has invited you to tea because she wants to thank you for giving your beautiful sweet fruit. Monkey. That's very kind of her, but I'm a land animal. I can't swim. Crocodile. We live on a sandbank. Just jump on my back and I'll take you there. Scene 3. In the sea. Grandpa 3. The monkey hopped on the crocodile's back and away they went. Monkey. Slow down, Croc. You're going too fast. Crocodile. I'm sorry, monkey, but I have to go fast because my wife wants to eat your heart for her tea. Monkey. Oh, Croc, you should have told me this before we left. I always keep my heart in the hollow of the tree for safekeeping. Crocodile. I'll take you back to the tree and you can collect your heart. Monkey. That would be great. Grandpa 3. Crocodile turns and swims back to the tree where the monkey lives. Upon reaching the bank, the monkey jumps off the crocodile's back and clambers up the tree. After a while, the crocodile says, Under the Tree, Part 3. Crocodile. Friend monkey, where are you? Grandpa 3. There was no answer, and the croc waited and waited for the monkey. Then he shouted again. The crocodile. Monkey, monkey, when will you come back to me? My wife is waiting. Grandpa 3. Again, there was no answer, and the monkey began to laugh. Monkey. You are so foolish, crocodile. Do you think I want to give my heart to your big bad wife and then die? The crocodile. But you said your heart was in the branches of the tree. The monkey. My heart is in its place, in my body. It was always there, you silly crocodile. Now you go away. We are not friends anymore. Grandpa 3. And with those words, the clever monkey threw a big rotten fruit on the crocodile's nose, and crocodile left empty-handed. Crocodile's wife looks very angry. Grandpa's. The moral of this story is at times presence of mind pays well. Children clap and cheerful dance. Music, waka waka, or dance for me.